Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And we are here till 5 a.m. Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in. One artist, three songs. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And that familiar music that you hear can only mean one thing, and that is Svengoolie. That is a piece of music that I hear every Saturday night. As I watch our good friend Svengoolie, our friend Rich Coase, been doing Svengoolie for many, many, many years. And he, as every year, is going to be part of the Flashback Weekend Chicago Horror Convention, which is happening August 4th through the 6th at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare in Rosemont. And it's celebrating the 15th anniversary. I can't believe it's been 15 years. I've been one of the hosts at Flashback for all 15 years. 14, and this will be 15 this year. And lots of great stuff happening. Robert Englund is going to be this year. Lance Henriksen, who we talked to on the show. Heather Langenkamp from Nightmare on Elm Street. A couple of guys from the Boondock Saints are going to be there. Curtis Armstrong from Revenge of the Nerds and Better Off Dead, who is also going to be appearing at my screening of Revenge of the Nerds on the 8th of August at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. He'll be there live signing books. Serena Vincent from Cabin Fever. There's a big Nightmare on Elm Street reunion and all kinds of other great stuff happening over that weekend. And as usual, Rich will be there on Saturday, August 5th, 2 to 4 p.m. You get the Svengoolie autographs and photos. And then from 4:15 to 5, Svengoolie hosts the Sinister Visions Costume Contest, which is always one of the major highlights of the weekend is watching Rich work that room. And I always have the privilege of introducing him. And I'd like to introduce him right now, our good friend, Rich Coase. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how are you,
good,
Nick?
Man,
good. Good to talk to you.
It's always great to talk to you. You know, I've mentioned this to you before, but every time I watch your show, which I watch every Saturday night on MeTV, everybody, 9 p.m. Central. I have to say that I so love the fact that the first image of your show is a clip from my very favorite Stooge short of all time.
Is that really your favorite?
It's my favorite. As you know, I'm a Shemp guy.
Sure, yeah.
And that is my favorite. Teddy Roosevelt? You're wrong, quiz kid. That's one of my favorite episodes. I'm telling you, the gags in that episode are so hilarious. It's my favorite.
Now, you know, there's two versions of that short.
Yeah. Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, you know, during wartime, in order to conserve film and, you know, effort, they would often remake some of the shorts, and they just add some additional footage.
Yeah.
So that was remade, and so it confuses some people, because they see it, and then they'll see the remake, and they'll go, wait a minute, I don't remember that from the other time.
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one of my favorites, too. A friend of mine actually used to run a dry cleaner, too.
Oh, no.
So that always was one of the gags, because he was a big Stooge fan as well.
Yeah.
And so we'd constantly be pulling jokes like that. He actually had one of those big press things.
Did he make pancakes on it ever?
I don't think we ever did. But, yeah, that was always one of the topics of discussion when I'd visit him at his work.
It's so great. And the other part of that short, I can't imagine what comic Shemp is reading that makes him laugh so. I mean, he's losing it in that.
Yes, you know. Now, personally, I don't think I've ever read any Sunday comic that has had me hysterical like
yeah,
that
exactly.
And gasping for air. You know, you're not going to be reading, you know, Luann or something
right.
And be choking with laughter.
Yeah, well, I love that short, and it's always the first thing that pops up on your show, and it's just one of my favorites. I've been loving the shows, Rich. I watch it every Saturday, and I have to say, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had you on last year because you showed The Car.
Right, yeah.
And you showed it again just two Saturdays ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I that movie is just so ridiculous, and I love it. It's one of those movies, you know, that I saw. I was 12 years old when it was released. Saw it a bunch of times in the theater, and I love watching it. It's just so cornball 70s. And I think that movie is great. How much of that did you have to edit?
There was a little bit we had to take out, you know, and tighten up a few things just because, you know, we have a family audience,
right,
and you don't want things to get too grotesque. But
right,
the, I've always been confused by that movie.
Okay.
Because they never give an explanation as to why this demonic presence has taken over this lovely, you know, Lincoln Continental or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. It was just weird. And then, like, there's, like, this, the at the end when the thing blows up and there's, like, the devil's face or something in there. And Ronnie Cox is, did you see that?
and James Rowland is still, like, downplaying it. Like,
yeah,
you know, it just blew up, that's all. And all through the thing, even though it's pretty obvious there's something supernatural going on, he just keeps, like, downplaying it.
Right. As I've mentioned to you before, Rich, my favorite scene in that movie is when Brolin is out on the road and he confronts the car and he's got the gun and then the door opens up and hits him. And
yes.
Then he's, like, in the hospital.
A near fatal car door hit.
Yeah.
And he goes collapsing backwards and then everything gets fuzzy.
Right. And then he's in the hospital with, like, multiple contusions. And I'm like, what? Does the car door hit him? It's so great.
Well, you got to be careful with those car doors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And also, last week, Creature from the Black Lagoon. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. It just doesn't get any better than that.
It really is one of my favorite movies. People always ask, you know, what's your favorite monster movie? And I always tell them I can't really just name one. But definitely in the top five is Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, and you do a great job with it. My favorite parts of the show, Rich, are, well, I mean, I love all your bits. Whenever I'm watching the show and then you say, well, because of the movie's length tonight, we're not going to do as many bits. And I'm always disappointed.
Oh, well, thanks. There are some people who are just, you know, sighing in relief when they hear that.
But my favorite segment is I really love when you go into who's in the cast and you talk about it and show the vintage photos and stuff from the cast members and what they did before. And I love that. That's my favorite segment.
Well, I have to say, you know, that it comes from, and I think we've talked about this before, my own interest in, you know, the movies and TV. And, you know, we've all been in that situation where you're watching something and you see an actor or actress and you're going, where do I know that person from? So I always like to make the connections of where people might have seen these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I think we talked last time about the fact that, you know, people expect me to give their entire resume.
Right, I know.
It's like, however, you did not mention that he paid Third Man from the Left and, you know, it came from hell.
Right.
So there are people who get a little out. You know, I can't list every movie or TV show these people have been in.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. So what do we got coming up in the next few weeks, Rich, on your show?
See, this Saturday, it's. I know this is when you probably get a big kick out of The Land Unknown.
Yeah.
Jack Mahoney. And this is so another very plausible type thing. There's an area in the Arctic or Antarctic where if you travel down into it, it's like a valley that has tropical temperatures. And is, of course, untouched by evolution. So there are dinosaurs walking around.
Right.
And not just lizard-type dinosaurs, you know, used for the special effects, but one of the absolute worst T-Rexes ever, a costume with, like, the tiny little arms and somebody inside it walking around.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Amazingly, they find a human there.
Oh.
So, believe me. And we actually have some stuff. You know, we're talking about flashback, and earlier this year I went to the C2E2 convention.
Yeah.
So we've got a few segments from that, you know, showing some of the folks there. We talked to my friend Jerry the King Lawler, who is always really entertaining.
Yeah.
And we also ran into Will Wheaton, who was an amazingly huge fan of my show.
Oh, that's great.
And was just about speechless at times meeting me, which, you know, knocked me out. And we talked to him, too.
Oh, that's great. So that's this Saturday at 9 o'clock on MeTV. And you can watch Sven every Saturday night, 9 o'clock on MeTV. It's repeated the following Saturday at 11 a.m. on The U.
Yes, very
yes.
good.
All right. Well, I know all about it, man.
You've got it right on track.
That's I'm a fan. Nice. I'm a fan, Rich. Okay.
One thing for Flashback that I wanted to mention that I don't think you brought up is, you know how they do the celebrity photo ops?
Yes.
For the first time, they've asked me to do one of those.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, it's very cool. Yeah, you have to pay for it, but you get a beautiful, really professional 8x10 of yourself with me. And I'm kind of excited that they asked me to do this. The thing is, I don't want people to think, oh, well, I got to pay to get this picture, because when I'm doing my signing, again, you can come and get an autograph for free and take a picture with me for free.
Right. But if you want the professional... Yeah, I do the celebrity ops every year, and the quality is fantastic. It's frameable. It's really great.
So, yeah, it's a great keepsake, and if you're a fan of anybody there, and you have the chance to get the photo op, you really should.
Yeah,
because it's really a nice job.
It is. All right, Rich, hang on, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Rich Coase is with us. Sven Gulli, he's the man. And we're going to talk more about Flashback Weekend. You can meet him and talk to him, get your picture taken, get an autograph. He's going to be there for the costume contest as well. And we'll talk about more details with Flashback coming up right after we take a break here on 720 WGN.
And head for the grotto he defends.
He said, we'll
stop the kill man and get a tan. Stop the kill man with guns. This woman's great, as serving as our bait. We'll stop the kill man with guns.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Stalk the kill man. Creature from the Black Lagoon. That's the great Sven Gulli. Rich Coase is with us, our good friend Rich, and we're talking about the show, and we're talking about Flashback Weekend HorrorCon, which is coming up August 4th through the 6th, Crown Plaza. Go to flashbackweekend.com, get your information and tickets there. And Rich is going to be there Saturday, 2 to 4 in the afternoon, signing autographs and taking photos, and 4:15 to 5, he will host the Sinister Visions Costume Contest. Welcome back, Rich.
I have to say, I always enjoy hearing me straining my vocal cords trying to do high falsetto parts. Doug, who does the music for the show,
right.
You know, he'll pitch the stuff in there, and we're rehearsing it before we record it. And I'll say, did you have to put it that high? And they'll say, well, you hit that note once before. And I'm like, yeah, what, when I was 12?
Yeah.
But he does such a great job on all the music tracks.
Yeah. How long have you been working with Doug?
I've known him since high school.
Wow.
We were in high school together at Maine East High School. We were both in the concert band and jazz band and stuff like that. And we just started to hang out back then, and we would make our own 8mm movies. And we got into a lot of trouble together.
Yeah.
And when I started doing the show years ago, I wanted to do the music because Jerry G. Bishop, the original Sven Gulli, used to do little song parodies and stuff, but he'd just play on the guitar himself. And I certainly don't play guitar well enough to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, here I had my pal Doug, who, you know, is a great musician and has played with all sorts of big names. And he was more than happy to join up with me, and I think he's played music tracks on just about every show I've ever done.
Yeah, it's great. You guys are great together too, because he's just so deadpan, you know.
Yeah, and that's really kind of the way he is.
Oh, is that right?
Although, you know, when you start him laughing, there's no stopping him really. Yeah. But on the show, it's great because he's always, you know, got that nice, you know, sort of laid back, you know, yeah, okay, Sven, sure, type attitude.
Right. What is the origin of Tombstone? I know we've heard this before, but where did Tombstone, the talking skull, come from?
Oh, sure. Well, if you watch the original Sven Gulli, Jerry G. Bishop, back in the early 70s, he had a female skull. He had a female skull. Congratulations. who was a takeoff on the Flip Wilson character.
Geraldine.
Geraldine, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was called Zelda. And when I did it, I picked up the Sven Gulli torch. I didn't want to do the same character. So at the time, a popular comedian was Billy Saluga, who did the Raymond J. Johnson character, who did the big litany of, now you can call me Ray or you can call me Jay. So we kind of adapted that voice and put a big mustache on the skull. and called him Zalman T. Tombstone Jr. And at first he would do his own thing, like, you could call me Z, or you could call me T, or you could call me Zuli, and all this stuff like that. And, you know, to do it today, people would be like, what exactly is he talking about?
Yeah, the little reference is a little too old for some of the people out there. And by the way, Rich, since we're talking here, can you believe they brought the Gong Show back?
No, I have to say I can't. And I only saw a little bit of it, and that was enough, really.
And I don't understand the whole Mike Myers thing, like him under that makeup doing that character with the British accent. I just don't get it.
I don't either. It's very confusing to me, and, you know, the sort of reluctance to admit that it's him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm sure it'll be around for maybe half the summer. And
yeah, it's crazy, though. I mean, all these things from the 70s coming back in prime time. I turn on the TV, there's Match Game, there's the Pyramid, there's the Gong Show. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just because they figure, well, you know, people are going to recognize this immediately and know what it is and be able to play along because they love the old game show, but it doesn't have the same feel to it for the most part.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The reason I thought of it, obviously, is because we were talking about, you know, you doesn't have to call me Ray because he was on the Gong Show like 900 times.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So some of the people that are going to be at Flashback this week. Now, you've worked with Robert Englund in the past. Yeah, you remember a few years ago you did that talk show on a Friday night.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. He was in his full Freddie makeup.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was not comfortable for the poor man at all.
Yeah.
But he did the photo ops with everybody, and then, you know, he's enduring it to wait till we did that Friday night talk show. And he was just great. He's so great at telling stories and a lot of fun. And, of course, jumping in and out of character as he was answering questions and talking to the audience there. And I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I'm always very flattered that he's always said that I'm his favorite horror host.
Yeah.
And I hope we're going to get a chance to maybe record something with him for the show.
He's such a great guest, and he can work a room like nobody else. There are guys who are like the horror legends and do these conventions. Robert Englund and Bruce Campbell are the two guys that can work a room and entertain people better than anybody I've ever seen. And I've been to this convention for 15 years.
Right, most definitely, and you know, it's definitely worth it to get a chance to see Robert. And I think I've said this before, if you ever get a chance to pick up his book, Hollywood Monster, I think it's called.
Yep.
What a great book.
Yep.
Just, again, tons of stories and going through his whole career. And he, you know, he really is such a versatile actor. People that only know him as Freddy Krueger, you know, check up on him and see some of the other stuff he's done.
He's got a crazy resume. And then Saturday you'll be there 2 to 4. Sven Gulli signing autographs and photos. You can get a photo op as well, professional photo op with Sven as well. And then from 4:15 to 5, Sven will host the Sinister Visions costume contest. I always get to introduce Sven, highlight of the weekend for me.
And I have to say, every year I worry that, you know, I'm not going to be able to come up with enough gags in this whole thing.
No, you kill. Every year, Rich, you kill. It's my favorite part. As soon as I introduce you.
I can say this, too. Thank God I always hear you laughing out there in the audience because you get some of the references I throw out that maybe not everybody else gets.
Right. I love it when you throw out a reference. I'm the only one who laughs, and then you have to kind of, like, explain the reference to the crowd. But it's great, man, and it's one of my favorite parts. As soon as I get off stage after introducing you, I go and sit right down in the house and watch the whole thing, and it's so much fun.
Oh, well, thank you. And I have such a good time doing it, too. And again, wow, some of those costumes are just amazing.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's going to be a great weekend, Rich. Always look forward to it, and I will see you on the 5th for sure.
That will be great. It's always a fun time, and I always enjoy seeing you.
All right, thank you, Rich. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
See ya. Rich Coase, everybody. Sven Gulli as part of Flashback Weekend, Chicago Horror Con. It's August 4th through the 6th, Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont. Go to flashbackweekend.com for tickets and more information and all that cool stuff. It's going to be a great time. And Mike and Mia Kurz, by the way, who run Flashback for 15 years now, have put on the best horror convention in the biz. No question about it. All right, we're going to take a break, and the news is coming up next on WGN.